This news update is being brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. Hello, my name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and an update on the shooting this morning from a road rage incident. The northbound lanes of I-75 in Saginaw County remain closed as of this latest update at 9:55 a.m. today, following a possible road rage shooting near the northbound I-675 exit. Michigan State Police 3rd District, via their X platform, formerly known as Twitter, indicated that the freeway closure extends from the Holland Road M46 interchange to the southern I-675 interchange, with the incident occurring at exit 150, the off-ramp to north I-75 to downtown Saginaw. Details are still limited. Authorities have confirmed the incident to ABC 12, suggesting a potential shooting. Speculation on social media platforms suggests that the Saginaw County Dispatch received reports of a male individual discovered bleeding with no pulse and a bullet hole in his car door. Complaints have surfaced on social media, with individuals reported being stuck on I-75 for over an hour due to the closure. The investigation is ongoing, and it could take a while. We'll keep you updated. Joshua Jacob Burrows, 19 years old, of Prudenville, made a virtual appearance via Zoom from the Huron County Jail for his arraignment on two serious felony charges stemming from interactions with a 15-year-old on Snapchat. Burrows was transported back to Huron County by the Michigan State Police after serving a sentence at the Roscommon County Jail, where he faced charges related to lying to the police and concealing stolen property, specifically a motor vehicle. Following his detention in Roscommon County, Burrows was swiftly returned to Huron County for arraignment on charges that included criminal sexual conduct in the third degree, with a maximum sentence of 15 years and possession of child sexually abusive material that carries a potential four-year term. Magistrate Jessica Testolan-Ranke presided over the 73rd B District Court, modified Burrows' bond to $10,000 with a 10% option, also ordering a GPS tether. However, it was further revealed that Burrows is also wanted in St. Clair County for a no-bond probation violation warrant. Also here in Michigan, six men face charges in connection with the theft of more than 400 vehicles worth about $8 million here in Michigan. Yesterday, the state attorney general's office said the men were part of a criminal organization, and also saying that the vehicles were stolen from dealerships, storage lots, parking lots, and homes. The men were charged with conducting a criminal enterprise using a computer to commit a crime while receiving and hiding stolen vehicles. Police recovered seven stolen vehicles, auto parts, electronic key fobs, and thousands of dollars in cash, along with nine firearms. The attorney general's office says the ring has operated in more than 40 communities throughout the state. We'll be right back on Thumb Broadcasting after this message from Whitetail Properties.
Escape to the beauty of Michigan's countryside with Chris Garza of Whitetail Properties Real Estate in association with Ranch and Farm Auctions, your key to exceptional farming, timber, and hunting land. With over two decades of local expertise, Chris takes pride in finding you the perfect slice of Michigan. At Whitetail Properties, they're more than just real estate. They're a network of over 300 land specialists across 38 states dedicated to turning your investment into prosperity. Their expansive reach means opportunities that capture your heart and are kind to your wallet. Trust, communication, and service are their guiding principles. They go beyond boundaries to determine the true market value of your property, ensuring you're on the path to success. Visit whitetailproperties.com or ranchandfarmauctions.com today to unlock a world of investment opportunities that speak to your dreams. Discover the potential. Discover the possibilities. With Whitetail Properties Real Estate and Ranch and Farm Auctions, your journey to property investment starts here.
Masters champion Scottie Scheffler was arrested this morning on his way to the PGA Championship. Images show him handcuffed as he was led to a police car. He was arrested for second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, and not following police directions. He was booked into jail at about 7:30 this morning. He was released and arrived at Valhalla at about 15 minutes after 9. Police say a pedestrian was hit by a bus on the road leading to Valhalla Golf Club. ESPN says Scheffler drove past a police car and then was chased down and cuffed. Your news update was brought to you by Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. For the best deals of hunting, farming, and timber properties, call Whitetail Properties Real Estate of Palms. And for the latest thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net. Here's Wayne Mahar.